victory for your team today in the end?
We just said to the players there, sometimes we maybe overcomplicate this game, but I thought we'd come together as a group of men at the end there. That's what we've done. Certainly not our best performance of the season, but we gave ourselves a foundation in the second half to go and win the game. And for that, we're delighted. You can see the results and how they've went elsewhere. The pressure's on and you've got to thrive on it. There's no point in us standing here sort of quivering and worrying about it. You've got to thrive off it, and I thought they'd done that second half.
Two changes at the interval. What were you kind of unimpressed with in the first half, and what did you want to try and change in the second half?
Listen, it's no secret again when you're dealing with men that want to win in sport, there's going to be a couple of arguments. There's going to be things thrown at one another, but it's important that you react to it in the second half. And we took two players off. Potentially, we could have made other changes because no one hit the heights in the first half. We were poor. We were disorganised. And I've just said it there. Declan McManus came off and Callum Semple came off and ended up beyond me when we scored the second goal. So that just shows you what they think about the guys that have come on the pitch, and it's not all about you, and we're not going to win this league by it being all about one person, or we're not even going to compete in this league by it being all about one person. So we've got to make sure that everybody's in it together, and it was a real show of character and togetherness there today.
Did you and Stevie get in about the players at half-time and just tell them that better than what they were showed?
Again, sometimes you don't have to. They know it themselves. They know it themselves. Often, more often than not, they'll say what's not right in the first half themselves. So what we had to do was make an adjustment to our formation and personnel. We've done that. And as a manager, you've got to gamble sometimes. Listen, if we went and lost the game 3-0 or 4-0, the supporters would be having a go at us. We took a gamble. We're not scared to do so, and it paid dividends in the end.
Certainly a great goal from Michael to win the game, and great impact from the match.
Michael's been a bit stop-start this season, and he's frustrated himself, but on his day he's one of the best players in the league, in my opinion. You know, with that type of ability and that type of finish, he's somebody that can light up any game. He's had injury, he was ill last week and missed out in the starting 11, but we know that we've got somebody like that sitting on the bench that can come on and light up a game. And there's probably another 3 or 4 guys that didn't get an opportunity today that we believe can influence a game. So we've got a lot of games coming up, 6 games I think it is in February, and we're going to need every single one of them along the way.
We break now, I suppose, before the derby. Are we coming Monday? I guess that's the next focus.
Yeah, we've got an extra 2 days, obviously, to the next game, and we wanted to set it up so that we were getting in good form. We've done that 3 games in a row. We've won, and it's a great opportunity. Cali, we're thinking the same. I believe they've lost today, so there might be a reaction from them. But we want to try and have a run in every competition that we're in. I keep saying it every week. It's as simple as that. We don't want to try and sell ourselves short and say we'll maybe give one competition away and try and go focus on something else. I think if you do that, you've a tendency to spiral out of control on the negative side, and we always want to be in the front foot in any game. We want to try and win every single game we play in, and that mindset's not going to change, and we'll see how far it takes us.
Thanks.